Rabbi, we continue today in Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph, and we're doing the second daf within the Shulchan Aruch, Seifim Hei through Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. This is Sif Hei. Tov lomar parshas ha'akedu parshas hamon. It is good every morning to recite the parasha of the Akedah, which of course is the section which details Akedas Yitzchok, the binding of Yitzchok by Avraham Avinu. Parashas Hamon, ultimately the parasha that speaks about the Mon, which fell for our ancestors for 40 years in the desert. V'Aseres HaDibros, as well as the section of the Aseres HaDibros. Now, interestingly enough, in most of our Siddurim, so the parasha of the Akedah is usually put right before Karbanos in the morning. The parasha of the Mon and the Aseres HaDibros is usually put in the Siddur after Shachris. U'Parshas Ola, U'mincha, u'shlamim, v'chatos, v'asham. And one should also recite the parshios, the sections of the Torah that deal with Ola, the mincha, the shlamim, the chatos, and the asham. Remember again, these are different forms of karbanos. So the Ola is a karban that is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. The mincha is the meal offering that came from flour and oil. Shlamim, with a type of offering that, again, part of it was burned on the altar, part of it went to the Kohanim, part of it went to the owners of the Karban, the Chatas, the Asham, and the Chatas and Asham are sin offerings. So the Mechaber comments on this, and he says something very interesting. Why do we say the Akedah? Why is there a need to make reference to the Akedah in the morning during the davening? Parshas Akedah, Liskor Zuchus Avos B'chol Yom. Because, amazingly enough, the Akedah ultimately, again, as a reminder of the merit of our forefathers. The whole idea of tefillah is the idea that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through dialogue. And of course, the essence of tefillah is an opportunity to ask our requests, to ask our needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do we do in the event that we need things from God, but we do not possess the requisite merits for the fulfillment of those requests? We have something called Schus Avos, the merit of the forefathers. And the merit of the forefathers ultimately says that even if I don't possess the requisite merits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant my request, I'm a son of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, and if I don't have the merits, they do. Therefore, we recite Parshas HaAkedah to awaken Zuchus Avos, to awaken the attributes or the merits of our ancestors. The Gam Lahachnia Yitzro. Furthermore, again, says the Taz, this is the Taz Siv Dalid, the recitation of Parshas HaAkedah also has the ability to literally be machnia the Yetzer, to subdue the inclinations of man. Kimoshe Masra Yitzchak Nafsho. Because in the same way that Yitzchak was selfless in his willingness to sacrifice, so life is all about sacrifice as well. There are things that we want to do. There are desires that we have. And sometimes, for the greater good of our spiritual growth, we have to find the strength to sacrifice those wants and desires. There are desires that I have, wants that I have, that are actively not in my best interest. So in order to ensure that I do not go ahead and sabotage myself, so we go ahead and we recite the Parsha of the Akedah. So therefore we recite the Parsha of Akedah in order to remind ourselves that we have the abilities to subdue our inclinations, wants, and desires as well. Furthermore, he goes on and he explains, Parshas Haman, why do we recite the Parsha of the Mon, which fell ultimately in the desert during our 40-year sojourn? Because this reminds us that our mizonos, that our sustenance, comes through divine providence. So this is incredible. The same way that God supported us for 40 years in the desert, so too again, when the Mon falls, ultimately again, just as the Mon fell and supported our ancestors for 40 years in the desert, so too, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of our parnasa. He takes care of our livelihood each and every day. Uparshis hakarbanos ta'aminon sof minachos, zos toras hachatos, kala osei b'toras chatos, kilu hikrif chatos. And why do we recite the karbanos? We recite the karbanos, meaning why do we recite all the sections of sacrificial offerings? Because in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash and our ability to actively offer these karbanos, so by reciting the psukim, the verses associated with these offerings, it's as if we have the opportunity to offer up these very karbanos. U'neshama parim svasenu. That literally, we offer the karbanos with our lips. So we see over here, so the Taz teaches us something incredibly important, that the recitation of all of these sections is profoundly impactful. We recite the Parsha of the Akedah to remember Zechus Avos, the merit of the forefathers, as well as to remind ourselves of the ability to be selfless. Next, we recite the Parsha of the Mon to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu oversees our Parnosa. The same way that He took care of the Parnosa of our ancestors in the desert, He takes care of our Parnosa as well. And we recite the various sections of Karbanos in order to be able to have some type of quasi-fulfillment of offering up the Karbanos in the absence of the ability to actively offer the Karban. By reciting the psukim, it is kilu, it is as if we are reciting, offering up the karbanos themselves. So the Rama comments on this. The Rama says, "Hago v'dafka biyachid mutar li lomar yud adibros b'chol yom." Ava asal or mitzibur. See, the Rama says something amazing. When the Shulchan Aruch makes reference to reciting the Aseres Adibros, the Ten Commandments, every day, one is only permitted to do that individually, but we do not do that congregationally. Why is that? So again, the Taz comments. The truth is, the Magen Avraham has the same comment as well, but the Taz in Sif Hey says as follows: V'dafka biyachid, d'mitchila hayu korin b'tzibur k'deisa perakei d'tamid, v'amin asof perakamen d'brachos, d'batlum mipnei tar omas haminim, she'umrim ein sha'ar ha'tora emes, v'haynu b'tzibur. This is actually quite amazing. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is as follows: is that halacha lemaisa, they used to recite the Aseres Adibros, the Ten Commandments, as part of daily congregational davening. The problem is that the heretics began to say, the non-believers, or those who tried to chip away at the authenticity of Torah, would say the most important things are the Ten Commandments. Everything else is secondary. And the proof to that is that the Ten Commandments are part of organized prayer. In order to kind of stop giving fuel to that argument, the rabbis legislated that the recitation of the Aseres Hadibros should not be part of formal congregational prayer, but instead ultimately should only be recited by individuals. That is why, as opposed to, let's say again, the other parashas which we mentioned before, which some say in the early part of davening, specifically the Akedah, Karbanos, the Aseres Hadibros are only said after davening, and they're almost like an amendment, like an addendum to davening. But halacha lemaisa, we do not recite the Aseres Hadibros as part of formal tefillah. Good. Shulchan Aruch then goes on. Sif Vav. Parshos HaKarbanos lo yomer ela b'yom. Shulchan Aruch writes that when it comes to the parshos of the Karbanos, we only recite it by day. We do not recite the parshos of Karbanos by night. What's the logic behind that? So here again, the Taz says, Sif Vav Elabayom, Kevan Shin Zmanam Elabayom. On a very simple level, we only offer up Karbanos by day. There was no sacrificial service which took place at night. As a result, again, the same way sacrifices did not take place at night, so too the recitation of the various sacrificial psukim, or the various psukim, right, the Torah portions related to the Karbanos, also are not recited at night, but rather only by day. Sif Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Kishe Yisayin Parsha Sa'ola, Yomar, when a person finishes reciting the Parsha of the Ola, remember again, the Ola is the offering that is fully burnt on the Mizbeach, on the altar. So when you finish reciting that Parsha, there is a supplemental prayer that's recited. What do we say? Yiratzal Nofanecho, that ultimately, again, after you recite the parsha of the Ola, you should say, Shabir will Hashem, that this recitation should be as if I offered up the Ola. Kilu Krafti Ola, V'kach Yomar Achar HaMincha V'Hashlamim. So you should also make the same type of recitation after you go ahead and recite the Mincha and the Shlamim. So after you recite the Ola, the Mincha and the Shlamim, you should say Yiratzal Mofanecha Hashem. It should be your will. It should be your will that this recitation should count as if I offered up this Ola, as if I offered up a Mincha, as if I offered up a Shlamim. Now, what's the common denominator here? The common denominator says Shulchan Aruch is Mipnei Shein Ba'im Ben Adava, because all of these items can be brought as an Adava. They could all be brought as gift offerings, voluntary offerings. So because they can be brought as voluntary offerings, therefore, again, I can make this recitation that Hashem, it should be a will as if this recitation counts as an offering. Now, the Taz once again comments over here, and he says, Masha'in kein chatos, ein ba ela im kein avravera, shechayavan alim chatos, v'chein asham. So, interestingly enough, the Taz writes something very interesting. So, this formulation could really only be recited after karbanos, which can be brought as voluntary offerings. But let's say other karbanos, which can only be brought as obligatory offerings. For example, sin offerings, a chatas or an asham, which cannot be offered up in a voluntary capacity, but rather, again, are obligatory offerings, which could only be offered as obligatory offerings, we would assume that we would not have this recitation of Yehi Ratzon Lufanecha, Hashem, it should be well as if I offered up the chatas, as if I offered up the asham. I can only recite that formulation after I've recited one of the karbanos, which can be brought ultimately as a voluntary offering. Now, the Taz brings down something very interesting. He writes over here, this is in the middle of Sif Zayin in the Taz, V'ra'isi b'shem Maharshal, Shayucha lomar gam achar parashas achatos v'asham yiratzon, rak shiyomru belashon sofik. Dainu yiratzon, shemavarti avera shechayavar aleim chatos, shiezenechshav kiloikrafti chatos. So this is really incredible. The Taz then says, there might be another way to do this. The way to do it would be that you essentially append, or you add on the following formulation. Yiratzon lofanach, Hashem, it should be your will. That what? Shemavarti avera shechayavar chatos. Right, shim nischayafti chatos, that if I am obligated to bring a chatos or an asham, that this recitation should count as if I have brought this karban. So this is really incredible. So what the Taz is saying is like this: for any of the offerings which can be brought as voluntary offerings, I recite the section from the Torah, and then I say Yiratzon should be will Hashem sheyehei zu chashuv mekubal kilikrafti ola. So it should be, this recitation should be like I offered an ola, like I offered a mincha, like I offered a shlamim, because these karbanos can be brought in a voluntary capacity. But karbanos offerings, which cannot be brought as voluntary offerings, but instead are obligatory offerings, specifically sin offerings, which can only be brought in the aftermath of sin, the proper way to formulate the verbiage is, Yiratzon Hashem, Shabiyah will Hashem, that if I committed an avera that would warrant bringing a chatas or an asham, that this recitation should take the place of that chatas or an asham. So essentially what I do is, I put in there this statement, if I'm obligated, which means if I'm not obligated, then this recitation should just be like I'm reading from the Torah. But if I am obligated, then this recitation, at least in some form, should go ahead and take the place of the actual offering of the karban. The Taz goes on, it's a video, So interestingly enough, so the Taz himself doesn't seem to be so enamored with this idea. But amazingly enough, if you look in many of the Siddurim, so in fact, this is the verbiage that is employed. That when it comes to any of the karbanos, which have the ability to be offered up as a karban nedava, as a voluntary or gift offering, so ultimately, again, the verbiage is, Yiratzon, it should be your will Hashem, that this recitation should count as the offering of the karban. But any of the karbanos which could only be brought in an obligatory capacity, the verbiage that's often used is, if I am obligated to bring this karban, then this recitation should ultimately count for that obligation. I don't really need a follow-up concept, because again, if I'm not, let's say for argument's sake, I'm not liable to bring a chatas or an asham, then halacha lemaisa, the recitation of those sections from the Torah simply counts as Talmud Torah, simply counts as learning, and again, I get the, although I don't need the karban per se, I am able to avail myself of the reward for the Talmud Torah. All right, so we'll stop over here. In Meretz Hashem, next week we pick up with Sif Chas. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.